When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
I've got some bad news and some very good news. First, the bad news, though. The market, it has shifted. You know, for the last few years, we've been able to take advantage of an analytical, sterile environment of which all one really needed to do to find a deal was just kind of like, you know, belly up to the MLS or the auction or any number of online distressed property aggregators and analyze the leads that were just sitting there waiting to be plucked. Because, you know, not since the Great Depression have investors been so blessed with so much opportunity. I mean, skill could be ignored, totally abandoned. I mean, literally thrown out the window for merely throwing enough stuff against the wall to see what stuck. That was a viable and lucrative strategy. It was a numbers game. And that's what made it analytical. It was sterile because the seller was typically a faceless entity, an institution, you know, a bank. As this market continues its shift, leaving those analytics-driven organizations behind, Those that go back to the basics to focus on and drive a marketing and sales-based organization that not only analyzes leads, but creates those leads and closes them, they should pull through this shift just fine. And the first adopters, they should come out on the other side even more prosperous than before. But what all that means, in a nutshell, to prosper in this shifting and emerging market, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to work hard, and you'll have to be very good at your work. So that's the bad news. It's going to be a little bit more difficult. Here's the good news. The media, they haven't picked up on it yet. So certainly the general public hasn't either. Now, if you're going to, you know, you're thinking about this, you're putting two and two together, you should be starting to recognize the insider's opportunity here. And here's what I mean by this. You see, a small number of discerning, perceptive, and very successful investors that I have the privilege to associate with on a regular basis have confirmed my suspicions. Shift is indeed happening. So does that mean they're going to stop investing and wait for the next cycle of low-hanging fruit? No, quite the contrary. You see, we know when one door closes, another one opens. Specifically, as the quick flipping type transactions, as they slow down, these investors are now looking to deploy the money. All this money that they've made over this past foreclosure boom, they want to take all that money and deploy it into cash flow properties. And they're moving fast too. They're moving fast to beat the dropping cap rates. So where are they moving fast to? Well, I thought you might want to know that. So I had my team over at Cashflow Savvy put together a free report just for you. The top 10 cash flow markets of the emerging economy. And you can access that report for free by clicking the button that you see below this video. Before you click that button though, I've got some more good news for you. And you're going to want to maybe make a note of this. You see, we're shifting out of a market where the big has been routinely beating up the small. And that's been tough on the little guy. The bigger investor, the institutional investor, has had an unfair advantage for the last several years. Well, you know, as they say, what goes around comes around. And here's what I mean by that. You see, we're moving into a new market. The big is no longer going to beat up the small. It's the fast that's now going to beat up the slow, regardless of the investor's size. And because the little guy has the ability to move faster than the big guy, the little guy now has got a chance. And if the little guy moves fast enough, he's not only got a chance, he's now got the unfair advantage. And the faster he moves, the greater his advantage becomes. That's one place where the big guys will always be at a disadvantage. their speed in which they can respond to change. You've got a shot, one that you haven't had in a while. You've got an opportunity. We've got an opportunity. I'm Matt Terrio of Cashflow Savvy, and we're helping people just like you move quickly via access to our team and our resources that are already in place. They're ready to go. We're helping them acquire cash flow properties with built-in equity all across the country. So click the button below to discover the top 10 cash flow markets of where we're finding our clients the best deals. And then I or Fernando or Mercedes or Rochelle, we're going to follow up with you briefly, very briefly, just to see if it might make sense for us to work together or not. If not, hey, no sweat. That's 100% okay with us. At the very least, though, you'll know where we are finding all of our best deals for our clients. Click the button below, get your free report, and plan your next move. Go to top10cashflowmarkets.com to get your free report, the top 10 cash flow markets of the emerging economy. And I'll see you next week on another episode of Financial Freedom Friday.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.